this is Ed Goldman with the Goldman State Podcast. The unlikely twin successes of Barbie and Oppenheimer at the box office this summer have prompted some people to think the characters were in the same movie. This has made some non-union screenwriters eager to exploit the trend while showing the studio bosses, to whom they're sucking up, they'll save money by not making separate films. They've suggested these seven hybrid titles, pairing lifeless dolls with major thinkers. Number one, Raggedy Ann and Einstein. Question, does E equal MC Hammer? This hip-hop romp through the parallel worlds of physics and fabrics features pulsating raptoons and exploding asteroids, not to mention a surprisingly new interpretation of the Big Bang Theory. Shelley Duvall plays Anne, Robert Downey Jr. as Einstein, and Ryan Gosling cameos as the betrayed Raggedy Andy. Number two, Chatty Cathy and Dick Hart in I Talk, Therefore I Am. Well, they meet in the Time Warp Continuum, which is a nightclub in the fourth dimension. It's love at first existential sight. Okay, no more spoilers. Number three, Solomon and She-Ra, Cut Me Some Baby. The wise king of Israel teams with the princess of power in a debate against the masters of the universe during an interplanetary high school's afternoon recess. At issue is whether all problems can be solved by merely threatening to maim an infant, as Solomon proved in at least one notable case. Number four, the Cabbage Patch Kids meet Socrates. Bagels and hemlocks are on the menu, as those crazy dolls are tasked with poisoning the great Greek philosopher. Filmed in Athens, Greece for authenticity and Athens, Georgia for a tax break. Number five, American Girl and Aristotle. As I'm sure you recall from your beach reading this summer, Aristotle is the metaphysics guy who said if you go around being excellent, you can achieve something called eudaimonia. Whereas American Girl is famous for her line of Truly Me dolls. Is that a coincidence? I think not. Number six, Rainbow Bright and Rasputin. Rainbow Bright, whose website tells us uses her magical belt to protect the colors of Rainbowland from the bumbling Murky and Lurk, is paired with Rasputin, everyone's favorite Russian Orthodox maniac. The dream team meets, then sits around for 90 minutes trying to figure out which one is more clinically insane. Not recommended for sensitive children or sober adults. And finally, number seven, Polly Pocket and Charles Darwin. Polly, whose line of dolls was discontinued 11 years ago, and Darwin, whose theory of evolution is disputed every time you people watch at a shopping mall's food court, become allies to restore their respective reputations. Darwin reassures her that only the infants of idiots would have swallowed one of her dolls, and Polly takes Chuck to a Mensa meeting to show him people are still capable of evolving. Unfortunately, on the way there, they pass a pickleball court, to which three ambulances have been called. Maybe next millennium, huh, Chuck, she asks. Let's stop somewhere for a cocktail, says Darwin. I know you don't drink, but I'm guessing that Polly wants a cracker. I'm Ed Goldman. My column, The Goldman State, comes out every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. You can subscribe for free at goldmanstate.com. Thanks for listening.